podcast today. So I really just want to give a huge shout out to all my listeners. I really appreciate everyone that is tuning back in, and to my new listeners, thank you all. We are here to talk about the things that are sometimes left unsaid. We're here to talk about controversial topics. We are really here to have a dialogue. So I hope y'all are ready to dive in today, okay? So let's go ahead and get started, y'all. All right, y'all. So I just want to speak a little bit about the importance of building a relationship with God. I know we talked about a spiritual journey last week, but this is a different type of I'm trying to put it accurately into words, but I just feel like God has really placed it, has really just continued to put little pieces in my life and little things, whether it be a video that my mom is telling me to watch, or it be something that I'm scrolling through Instagram and seeing people talk about God and how they've gotten a closer relationship and been obedient to Him, and how it's they've seen the fruits of that labor in so many different aspects of their life, or me just doing really having God speaking to me and me sitting here and thinking about like the people I am interacting with and the friends and family that I'm talking to and seeing what they're doing and looking at all of that and then looking at myself. And God has just continued to show me that it is so important. It is so important to be obedient to Him, and it is so important to follow His word and follow His teaching and continue to pray and ask God to guide every step that you take. Because when I tell you, this time that I've had to be inside, to be in shelter in place, it has taught me so much about myself, so much about the importance of me just taking the time to focus on me. Yes, and I really want to tell you, I've realized who my true friends are, like who my true family is, like who are those people, you know? And it's taught me so much about that, but it's also taught me that there are going to be people that are going to try and tear you down, that aren't going to support you, that aren't going to be on the same wavelength as you, that are just going to be in a different space. But just because they are in a different space doesn't mean that you can't interact with them. The thing is, when you're in those interactions, you have to be secure in who you are and your goodness and the mercy that God has bestowed upon your life. You have to be insecure. You have to be secure in that. And that's what I've learned, is that it's not about those negative interactions, but it's about how solid I am in my relationship and my obedience to the word of God, to the glory of God. And that's what I've been seeing, is that I need to really start taking the time to say, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the blessings, and continue to pray that prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to guide every footstep I take, whatever business opportunity I take, whatever decision I make when it comes to my future. God, guide those footsteps. And I need to get closer to God and continue to pray to Him and ask Him to guide each footstep and guide each opportunity. But I really need to take that time to get to know Him and build a stronger personal relationship with Him, as I am a woman of God. And as I continue to live my life, God is going to continue to bless me in a way that everything, what I'm realizing is like everybody is at a different point in their life. Some people are flourishing in their relationships. Some people are in terrible relationships right now. Some people are battling with themselves, trying to understand who they are, what they want to do, where they want to go, and really trying to just find this self-love for themselves. And people are at so many different stages of their life. And when I tell you, I have just continued, it has just been such an eye-opener to see so many different things, and so many different things keep getting placed in my life, that it's important to realize, do not compare yourself to others, because what everybody else got might not be for you right now. And I've realized that. I've been through a lot of different things in my life. And let me tell you, I am only 21 years old. And I have been through so many different things in my life. But God has continued to bless me. God has continued to bless me and show me the goodness and mercy of his will and of his word and his power. When I tell you, even when things were going rough, I still had the basic necessities in life. And I still was able to make it. And he provided those things to my mom through so many different avenues. And it's like, and he provided those things to me through so many different avenues. And if it wasn't for God, I would not be in the place that I am today. And I continue to always tell people, like, it's a blessing for me to be where I am. But it's a different, I realized, like, what I was learning as I was in middle school to high school and that relationship that I was building with God, it's, I'm building on that. I'm at a next level of what I'm building on with my relationship with God. And I realized, like, it's okay for me to say, hey, you know what? Having a spiritual relationship with God and being close to God and believing in God and praying to God and having that aspect, that's important to me. And it's okay for me to say, like, that is important to me and that's a deal breaker for me, because you know what? God is important. God is a wonderful and merciful God, and he holds a power in our lives that we have to acknowledge and we have to be obedient to him. And it is important to really, for me to focus on that relationship and to always put that first. Because when the time is right and God says, hey, you know what? You've been obedient. You've been following my word. You've been following my teaching. You've been following and living your life daily in my name and in my goodness and in my mercy. And you've been doing the work that I have set forth for you in your in life. And I know when I look at, when I tell you, there are just so many times I sit back and I think about my desire and my need and my drive to help people and to love and to show people that there is love and there is care, and to really have that open heart and to extend that hand and let people know that I'm there no matter what. Every time I think about that, I think about that's God. That's God working through me, because it's hard. It is extremely hard to always say, hey, you know what? I'm here for you if you need me. Hey, you know what? I'm praying for you. It is hard to say that. But when you have God leading, being all around you, he's in front, behind, on the side of me. And when you have God all around you, it is so easy to say those things. When you have God all around you, it is so easy to you be like, you know what, I'm going to pray for you. And you say a prayer right then. And if you don't say it right then, you know you're going to say it later. But it is so easy to do the work of God when you know God is all around you. And you can just feel his presence. And you can just feel his glory. And you can just feel his spirit. And when I tell you, every single day this week and every single day, God has just continued to show me things that is like, this is the calling on your life. Just be obedient. Just be obedient. Follow me. Do what you need to do. I've seen so many different things just telling me to be obedient and continue to do the work of God. And, you know, adhere to those signals and to those warnings, because there is no mistake in what you are seeing, what you are receiving. There is no mistake. God does not make a mistake, okay? God has a plan for your life. There is no mistake at all. And it's just so such a blessing, because when I tell you, I just don't know where I would be. I don't know where my life is going to be going in the next 2, 3, 5 years, but I know by the glory to God, by the grace of God, that wherever I'm supposed to be, I will be. And I will be in that correct place as long as I continue to follow and be obedient to God and continue to live my life and just let things run its course as God sees fit. Because I realized, you know, I was always trying to figure out, what is my life going to look like next? Who am I going to be with? Trying to, like, create these images in my head. And recently, I have not been able to create those images. And you want to know why? I think God is saying, you know what? No, you need to fill your mind and your space with different things, with things that are going to help you build a relationship with me, with things that are going to help you be obedient to my word, with things that are going to help you continue to prosper and do the calling and continue to do the work that I have put you here on this earth to do. That's what you need to fill your space with. When I tell you my mind used to be in a completely different place and in a gutter, it was in a gutter, in a completely different place, and not focused on what I needed to be focused on. But this stay at home and shelter in place has given me the clarity that I need to do the work of God. Giving me the clarity that I need to understand the importance of obedience and following what God has put me on this earth to do. And I know some people are not going to agree with this message, because I know some people are not religious and they have, or maybe have not reached that point in their life where they have realized the importance of that connection with God. But I'm here to tell you that you may not be in that place now, but at some point you will get to that place, because you're going to realize that God has such a huge part in your life. Such a huge part in your life, because there is just no way that with certain instances, you just think, there's no way I could have made it through this without there being a God. And I know some people are not going to agree with what I have to say, but I am here to tell you that there is a God. There is a God. There is a God. There is a God. And I cannot even begin to tell you how God will put little things in your life to show you that He is there. He knows what you're going through. Even if you don't be praying to Him every second of the day, even if you don't always acknowledge the goodness that He has done for you, even if you don't always say, you know what, I see you, God, you will eventually see it. Because when I tell you, I didn't realize until I really started to think, I stumbled across, let me tell you. So my mom, she sent me this video, and it was about this young boy who was given a testimony on his life, and he was saying that the experience he had. So he was having a high fever and ended up dying off, and he ended up being able to travel to and see what hell and heaven looks like. And I was just watching that. I was just watching his testimony and what he was saying. And it was such a beautiful, remarkable story to hear. And this boy is only 25 years old, and he's talking about this. And he said, you know what? And he said, one of the biggest things that I took out of that is, he said, you know what? Yeah, we have things here on earth. But he said that the life that we live and the obedience we have to God and that journey we have in this life is a very thin line. You can fall off so quickly from your obedience to God, but being able to be like, you know what, God, please forgive me for my sins and guide me in your footsteps and make sure that each step I take is in your goodness and your glory, and really focusing on that. That's the importance, because this life, we need to live it by God. And the biggest thing that I took from what he said was that heaven is a beautiful place. And you want to be there because it's peaceful. You're not worried about nothing. And you don't even remember the things that are happening here on earth. And it's to know that there's something beyond here with God, where you're not going to have any stress, you're not going to have any concern, you're not going to have any worries. It makes me think, why are we worrying now when we're not going to have worries later? Don't worry about the things that you can't control now, because you know what? It's not going to matter later. It's not going to matter later. So why don't we do the work of God and do what we can do and focus on the things we can control and live our life by God? So that way, God can take care of the things that we can't control, because we can pray to Him and say, God, I know that this is out of my hands, but I'm putting the glory, I'm putting my prayer and my hope and my faith all in you and your goodness and your mercy and your ability to take care of the things that I cannot control, Lord. And I'm also asking you to continue to watch over me and my daily life and give me the necessary tools and the guidance that I need to continue to live my life and the things that I can control, the steps that I can take. You guide those. You guide those. You put your loving arms around me and your angels around me to make sure that you are continuing to allow me to do your will, to do your work, to prosper and do the calling that you have put on my life and continue to be a blessing and be the beacon of light that you have called me to be. And Lord Jesus, just, I'm about to get into a prayer, y'all. I'm about to get into a prayer. When I tell you, I just cannot explain the beauty and the glory. And when I tell you, in each of those videos and the videos I've seen and the things that I've seen on Instagram, and everyone has talked about obedience. Obedience to God. And obedience to God and just asking for prayer in each and every footstep and really guiding that. And when I tell you, I've seen that, and I've seen God bless me in so many ways and open up new doors of opportunity for me. And God is good, okay? God is good, God is good, God is good. And he continues to open doors of opportunities for me. And he continues to show me things. And he continues to place it on my heart to share these messages with you all. And he just continues to really place it on my heart to do that. And I've just been feeling this need to share the word of God. I know a lot of people will say, I don't want to be preached to. I'm not preaching to you. I'm sharing the word of God. What God has placed on my heart right now, that's what I'm sharing to you. You saw I just broke out in that prayer because God is bringing things through me. And I know I can just feel his glory and his goodness around me. And you know, And I know when God is starting to use me and work through me and do the thing and really showing me things and continuing to be there and saying, here, child, this is for you. Take this. I know when God is doing that because you know what? The devil starts working. The devil starts working extra hard to try and stray me off of my path. He starts really getting at me. And I know how that is because he'll start messing with me in terms of my allergies and my asthma. And I'm not feeling well and I'm not able to do the things that I want to do. I'm not able to be as prosperous as I want to, as I know I can be and as God wants me to be because I'm not feeling well. And I know when God is continuing to bless those little jewels and those little gems so I can go on and do the things that he wants me to do and continue to spread the word. And I know when, because I can feel it. My head starts to hurt. My chest starts to hurt. I just feel the enemy attacking. But you know what? And I'm going to say this again, not today. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus because you know what? God has a calling on my life and God continues to watch over me every single day. And I know he is going to continue to watch over each and every single one of us. And he's going to continue to bless us. He's going to continue to bestow his glory and his angels around us to guide us during these times. Because there are a lot of things out of our control. There are a lot of things out of our control, but we need to thank God for what we do have control over. We need to thank God for the fact that we have the certain blessings and the certain opportunities and things that are going good for us in our lives. So we need to focus on that goodness and focus on that glory because you know what? There is a lot of bad out of the world and there's bad every day, but God blesses us. And we got to find that goodness. We got to find that goodness throughout the day. Even, yes, sometimes you're going to have a moment. You're going to have to acknowledge that, hey, you know what? Today wasn't a good day. Take that moment. Acknowledge that it wasn't a good day. But you know what? You come back and you say, God, I know I didn't have a good day, but I'm asking you to bless me. I'm asking you to take that negativity. I'm asking you to help me through this time. And I'm asking you to give me the glory and the mercy that I need to work through this so I can come back and be bigger and better tomorrow and continue to do the work of you, Lord. And you need to ask God for that. And just ask God for the mercy, because the enemy will continue to attack, whether it be physically, whether it be mentally, whether it be emotionally, whether it be in your health, in your finances. The enemy is going to continue to attack. And when I tell you I've had the enemy try and come in so many different avenues, I've realized that, you know what? Not today. Not today. I've realized that the enemy has tried to tear me down and break down what God has done for me and God has been bestowing in my life each and every day. When I tell you that I was in certain places, talking to certain people, doing certain things, acting a certain way, having certain thoughts that were just hindering me from being great and doing the things that God had blessed me to do, I was in a standstill. And when I tell you, when certain things were removed from my life, when I let go of certain things, when I was able to say, God, you know what? Please just allow me to be okay and to guide me each and every day. I was able to see those footsteps and those doors and the ability to remove those shackles and to be able to take those steps forward to start happening. I saw it. And I was able to feel it and see it in my life. And when I tell you, we're going to be okay. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit that we are going to be okay. What we need to do is really focus on the fact that God is there. God has the power and the glory to continue to guide each and every one of our footsteps. And we need to really focus on that. And we need to be able to say, you know what? Let me just sit here and pray. Let me just sit here and pray and thank God for his goodness and his glory. But I need to also say that, Lord, Heavenly Father, I ask you to continue to bless each and every one of our friends and our family and those in the sick and the shut-in and those who are in different places in their life, Lord Jesus. And I ask you to continue to bless them. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to let them get closer to you and build a closer relationship with you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you, Heavenly Father, and asking you to really show them that there are going to be a lot of things out of their control. And there's a lot of things happening right now with COVID-19 and things that are out of their control. But what they need to do is focus on the relationship with you and focus on the things that they can control, because you are going to guide each and every movement of their life and each and every footstep that they take. And you're going to let them know that they're going to be okay, because it's going to be okay. Have faith in God's will and God's mercy. Have faith in the angels that he continues to put around you and your family and the people that you know, the people that are closest to you, the people you may not even know. But have faith in his goodness, glory, mercy, and power, because the God is a wonderful and a merciful God. And Lord Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you and I ask you that whoever this message is meant for and whoever this message is going to be reaching, that they find some beauty and some glory in this, because I know you have placed it on my heart, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, just let people know it's going to be okay, because I know that as long as we're obedient to you, Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father, that we're going to be okay. We're obedient to you and we're following your footsteps and we're doing the work and the will of you, of your teachings, of your word. And we're putting that into practice each and every day of our lives, and we're allowing that goodness and we're following your footsteps and we're living by you, God, in each and every movement that we make. And Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I thank you. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. So that's my message for today. And whew, is all I have to say.
And that's that. Thanks for listening. And remember to have a conversation with yesterday and have a discussion with tomorrow.